Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Expressions podcast day. We've got Jeremy Langley on the podcast today, and we've been talking about Central Baptist College. We've kind of been talking generally about higher ed, the institution of the university, and different things like that. And I know that there might be a lot of parents out there, maybe even students themselves, thinking, "No, I want to be prepared for the real world. And if I go to a place like CBC, it's just kind of this monoculture, and it's just a sheltered kind of babysitting place that doesn't really prepare me for the real world." How do you respond to a parent or a student like that?
You know, I say, first of all, I stood up to stood up in front of our faculty and staff not long ago, and I said, "Okay, let's remember, we're dealing with adults."
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, let's remember they're adults. But you say, some people might say a Christian college shields people from the real world. No, we're not doing that. We want to equip them for the real world. You know, in any of our academic programs, we're going to talk about the real world. We're going to make sure that our students know the secular response to some of these things.
Yeah.
And then where appropriate, we're going to say, but this is the biblical viewpoint of this. We want to direct them that way. So I'd say we're not shielding them from the world. We're equipping them for it.
Right.
In a way that the secular institutions are not going to do.
Absolutely. I think about this, that very idea, even down a little bit lower in secondary education, elementary education, to where, you know, we homeschooled our children. We homeschooled our children, and our church has a Christian school. So, you know, think about the conversations that we've had about that. And I get pushback from time to time from other Christians who are, they say, "Well, we want our kids to be missionaries in the second grade that they're in." And I'm thinking, you wouldn't drop your kid off in Africa,
right,
to be a missionary. They're not equipped for that.
Right.
And that's what we want to do as homeschoolers, as homeschool parents, is we want to equip our kids. And this is just an extension of that every other parent that's sending their kid to an institution, they're getting equipped. And kind of what you said, I don't know if it was the first podcast we did, but we're equipping them, CBC is equipping them holistically.
That's right.
Not just to go earn a living, but to make a good life.
Right.
And, man, I'm so thankful for the stand that you guys take. One final pitch, Jeremy. One final pitch. You've got, I don't know how many people watch this thing, but you've got students out there and you've got parents out there that are thinking, okay, maybe CBC.
Yeah.
What do you say to them?
You know, I'd say CBC, our mission, our goal is to equip students to be, to use that term, use missionaries in their vocation. Whether, you know, a lot of people would think of CBC, some people still think of CBC as a preacher school. But the truth of the matter is, we have a lot of programs that are bigger than our ministry programs,
but
every program's a ministry program.
Yeah,
I want to equip business majors who can go out in the accounting world and in the business world and be missionaries for Jesus in that world.
Right.
Kinesiology majors, the same. Every major, go right down the list. And so we want to equip them with the highest of academic standards and teach them how to do that and serve Jesus at the same time.
Right.
It's a wonderful world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jeremy, thank you for being on the podcast with us this last month. Man, looking forward to what God's going to do through you, through the institution of CBC.
Thanks, Cliff. Anybody can go to cbc.edu, get all the information they need.
There you go. Thank you.
Until
next time on the podcast, we'll see you.